that restricts individual freedom of choice. That shows how important this issue is to people and to nations around the world, and how close to heart this thing is. As we are watching with amaze what is happening in what is called, what claims to be a democratic country, we are watching with amaze something that we would expect to have to happen in a third world country, where you face restrictions and you face forceful laws. Yet this is happening in France, one of the first world countries. They are governed by the European Convention governing human rights in the region. I feel frustrated, my dear friends, my dear sisters and brothers, as I'm told time and time again that I'm wearing my hijab because I'm either oppressed or suppressed. Comments like that, deciding for me that I'm wearing this without any clothes, without even thinking about it. My 8-year-old daughter asked me a few days ago, can I wear my scarf? And I told her, not yet, when you grow older. One day she felt sad and she said, I should be able to wear what I want like everyone else. The answer really hit me hard. And it made me think, if I dress my daughter in a mini skirt or a strapless dress, I'd probably get some comments on how good she's looking. But if I allow my daughter to wear her scarf, society will look at my little one thinking, caught by her parents, wrapped in a scarf, dismissing that proud feeling. I decided then and then, that it's my daughter's happiness, confidence, that I should be looking at, and that should matter to me the most. Dear brothers and sisters, we are standing here side by side with our sisters in France and in any other country that our sisters face threats to basic human rights. We are standing here and we want the world, we want France and any other country who's thinking of applying such laws to feel our determination that we are not going away. We will stay here. You correct your injustice. We are saying to the world, hear us and hear us well. We are never going to leave. We are not going to sleep on this issue. We will continue our fight until we reclaim our rights and our freedom of choice. Thank you.